Last words. Such are the lessons I would draw from the life and labours of John Colet. He may have lived, laboured, and died 500 years ago, but he speaks with a voice we need to hear and to listen to today. As I've indicated, no doubt a very different portrait could have been painted of the man. He had his faults. He made his mistakes. He was a poor sinner like us all. But speaking for myself, if after I am dead, somebody can draw 6 practical lessons for the glory of God out of my life and work, I should be more than pleased. What about you? The days are dark. There is no denying it. The times are desperate. Let's admit it. There's no hope for us in ourselves. Far from it. Nor will Parliament pull our chestnuts out of the fire. Christendom does not have the solution. It never did. Modern psychological techniques will not do the job. The advocates of user-friendly inclusivism do not have the answer. But John Colet did. And his answer was Christ. Christ as set forth in Scripture. Principally, Colet found the Christ in the letter to the Romans, and having found him, having dug him out, he preached him. God blessed his labours, and glorified the name of Christ in so doing. And Colet, being long dead, still speaks. Who knows? God might yet do the same through us and our poor labours in these dark and dying days. Will you, through this glance at the life and labours of John Colet, take courage, draw stimulus, and receive the challenge to press on and continue to lift up Christ? Do you trust him? Do you love him? Are you determined to serve him? Me? Me serve Christ? Yes, you. If you are a believer, you are a preacher. Oh, I don't mean you climb up into a pulpit and address a congregation, no. But by your life and lip, you are a preacher every day of your life, or should be. We speak to family, to friend and neighbour, or should do. After all, we must never forget that preaching is not confined to a pulpit. When the early church was persecuted, the believers were driven out of Jerusalem. Those who have been scattered preached the word wherever they went, telling the message, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. That is, they talked to people. They told them about Christ. They gossiped the gospel. And the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. Furthermore, the life lived should be a witness. All this sort of thing is included in what the New Testament calls preaching. Let me remind you of what Colet said upon the subject. At no time, in no place, and in no way must one be ashamed of the gospel. It is up to the man who knows the right way to point it out to others and unceasingly summon them back to it. And if you are not a believer, Colet has a word or two for you. He had surely learned of Paul. I am so eager to preach the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. He would tell you that the Christ of the gospel is your only hope. The gospel, of course, warns you of the eternal judgment that awaits you for not trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. But it also says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Call, call, repent, turn from your sin, and trust the Lord Jesus now, and you will be saved. Finally, turning once again to those of us who have called upon Christ to save us, it may be said of us, as Paul could say to the Colossians, you serve the Lord Christ. That being so, we should heed the apostle. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labour is not in vain in the Lord.